Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big. The McRib is back. And you're listening to Hey Fam.
Oh, Hey Fam. Welcome to Hey Fam. It's a very exciting episode. We touched elbows then. We did. Oh, I touched my hand to your elbow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the kids are calling
these days. The elbow skin is similar to scrotum skin. So you just basically touched my nuts. That's what the kids are saying. That's what I've heard.
It's the
is nut, that real? It is.
The high it? Nut.
If this one's all the fellas tune out right now. No, all the ladies tune out right now. Fellas, oh yeah, we lost them a long time ago. Fellas, I want you all to do something. I want you to pinch your scrotum while also pinching the elbow skin that you're pinching with. That you're pinching your scrotum.
So,
with
all right.
I just want you to see if it feels the same.
I've had an incredible week. It's last night we went to the premiere of Fast 9. And
the movies are back.
Had one of the best nights I've had ever.
Yeah.
And I'm also riding the high of like enjoying Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. Mm. Seeing a lot of cool games at E3. Like, very excited to talk to you about all the great stuff we've been doing. And within the 5 minutes of getting here, Angus puts on a YouTube that's the first 8 minutes of the Lin-Manuel Miranda musical In the Heights.
Mm.
And then his cat does a shit. And then he starts talking about it, touching scrotums.
Must be Hey Fam, baby. Yeah, In the Heights was trash, wasn't it?
Oh man, like, I know it has its audience. I am definitely not that audience, and it, like, my mouth is open for the entirety of it. I can't believe it's still doing what it's doing.
Yeah,
and I need to make sure that no one tells my wife it exists.
She will go, you know, she, with or without you.
I know, and
then that means the soundtrack's gonna get played at home. In the car.
That's right.
It means like, yeah.
And like, yeah, like, so my two biggest fears of 2021 are be finding out about In the Heights and be finding out about the Bo Burnham Netflix special.
Yeah.
Because I'll be forced to endure both.
Manette. That's what I've been calling it. Maybe other people have. I don't know, but I haven't seen it. But I just got that vibe because everyone's talking about it, saying like comedy's,
well, I mean, like, done and, again. And people that generally have like tastes that align with mine for the most of times, like, they're going off about how much they love it.
Tell me a little secret. Comedy sucks.
I saw one song of it and I wanted to like cut my ears off.
I guarantee you Tyrese bodies whatever Bo Burnham does in Fast 9, comedy-wise.
Man, it's going to be very difficult not to spoil Fast 9. We're going to try our hardest.
We'll spoil it. We'll just charge you for it in the PayFam episode. No, we'll... But we'll put in markers saying do not listen past this point.
I have to say, Fast and Furious 9, MVP for me, and I never thought I would say this. Tyrese is my favorite character.
I think so.
They gave him so
self-aware.
Much.
Self-aware.
He had so much time to shine.
Yeah, he was very self-aware as well.
Another, and also in my top three maybe of characters is a character that I knew next to nothing about, despite her being in a couple of these movies now. Bailey.
Ramsey. You still know next to nothing about her, including.
She was great.
Her name.
That's great. I'm glad that you know who I was talking about.
Who do you think's better? Tig Notaro in Army of the Dead or her, considering you know nothing about Bailey and Tig Notaro.
Bailey, for sure.
Bailey
was great in both those movies.
Yeah. She's a hacker, all right.
No, she was like, we'll get into.
We'll get into it. What are you talking about? This is our exclusive.
This is a movie we're going to be talking about for the rest of the year. Fuck, it was so
good. It might be the only movie we see this year as well.
Is
anything else coming out? Oh, there's some Marvel.
I guess, yeah, if that shit ever comes, if that garbage ever comes out.
Yeah, we'll still watch it.
This felt like
MCU better than MCU.
The same emotions that I felt watching Infinity War and Endgame, for sure.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when it...
Well, they're basically after an Infinity Stone. Like, they are, literally.
Yeah, no, totally.
It's like, oh, wow, this is sick. This is what they do now.
And I like, I think there's something to be said about watching something and spending as much time laughing at it that you do overjoyed that it's giving you what it's
never,
giving you.
Like, it's never like, it's never a mean laugh.
Yeah.
You're laughing with everybody.
Like, I was like in stitches.
Oh, we laughed, I reckon, for 50%, more than 50% of the movie. Every time he appeared on screen and had his like sleepy eyes, and he always stands with his arms like just like that, and he doesn't move.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's not quite T pose. It's
no,
like
it's
M pose.
Yeah, M pose, Vin pose.
He's like just big flex, and then he always makes his mouth look like a butthole.
Yeah, and he leans his head back. He looks amazing, and it is in so many situations where the last colored shirt you'd want to wear is white, but he comes out stain free every single time. Jungles, explosions.
Tyrese going on about how he never gets a scar. No, I'm way more impressed that Vin never gets a stain on
it's
his
insane.
White. It's
insane. That's where you should be starting. Beater. Work your way back to
Yeah, fuck. And if for anyone that's a big fan of Vin Diesel saying the word father,
he says
the word grandfather in this, and it's 10 times better.
It's really good. Yeah, man. Justin Lin is the ultimate fast director.
Yeah, I want to. What I mean? Yeah, I would love for him to give a really self-aware interview about, like, you know, what he does for laughs, what he does to like that mixing, that mixture of like
comedy,
genuinely good, genuinely funny, and then like outright stupid.
That
fast,
it's a fine balance out. And like, it's so easy to fuck it up, but he manages to walk that line so well.
So we went to the premiere in Sydney last night. Angus got us passes to it last minute. I was 3.5 hours away in the South Coast doing some stuff for my book. I was like basically reading my book at public schools.
We were like, guys, stop reading and go to the movies. Like,
yeah. What are you doing, you dumb kids?
You dumb nerds.
And you called me and you were like, can you make it? And I was like,
No, I messaged you and I said, hey, man, I've got to talk to you about something. And then I played it up. Remember, I'm like, something's come up. We can't record
family.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a family.
Something family's come up. And you're like, oh, man, what? And I'm like, but you're involved too now. We're going to see Fast 9. I thought that was a good bit.
Yeah, no, it was excellent. You weren't like, it's not just family. It's La Familia.
Yeah, it's La Familia. Yeah.
And so I managed to, I finished up yesterday at 3. It was going to take me 3.5 hours to get to where the screening was at Fox Studios in
6:45 start.
And I managed to make it there.
You made it just best time. Like, we're only in there for like 20 minutes before you.
Not only because I made it before the movie started, but also like there was a big crew of us. It was Angus. It was friends of the show, Alexi and Jen Fricker.
It was a dream blind rotation.
It was a great crew. And I saw you. I got in there. I was trying to look for you. I had my lanyard around my neck looking for you guys.
And then you saw Dom's charger, right?
I saw Dom's charger. I saw it. There was DJs. Shannon Knoll was
there.
They
were elevated DJs too. They were on top of like a shipping crate.
Yeah, there were sparks being flown.
And there was a hype guy just rapping over some of the lines. Yeah. It was insane.
And then I'm like, God damn it, where's Angus? And I sent you all texts like, I'm here. Where are you guys?
And we're at the Dodge.
And then I see your hair instantly.
Yeah.
Dom's charger, Angus's hair. The two iconic things in my life. And
yeah.
I see you all
you
posing,
hit that nose and
posing
ran over.
For a photo. And I literally like the graduate style, like
what?
Yelled out.
What? Wrong night. Yeah.
And like bolted over, jumped behind Alexi, threw the peace sign up, made
best.
It just in time for the photo.
Dream blunt shit all around. Damn, it was the best night. It was like, I reckon 2 years worth of budget because no movies came out last year. It was it reminded me how good movie premieres are.
Yeah. I mean, like,
that's we've the, seen, set the bar, hasn't
that's
it?
The same place. I don't know. Like, there's been some very memorable
Rogue
premieres.
One was really funny.
Was Rogue One the one with the Star Wars parkour show?
Where the movie started and they're like, quickly, come with us. And then
God, the interactive bit.
And
that's
I was
right.
pissed because I was like, I thought we were about to watch the movie. And they're like, it's actually on in 90 minutes. Hors d'oeuvres are upstairs.
That's right.
Remember? And I was
us.
Like, I fucking just want to watch this movie.
And so before we watched the movie, they made us like, eat 90 minutes of hors d'oeuvres while watching a Rogue One parkour stunt show.
Yeah, it was insane.
I loved that, actually.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
But this was so well done. I felt like I was in a Fast movie.
Yeah.
Just like beautiful people standing around us, DJs.
I'm going to have to dock them a severe amount of points though. Because there were free beers, obviously.
No Corona.
They were not Coronas. It was Heineken's.
Look, I'm
going
to put it down to COVID-19.
Like, little creatures or something?
I'm going to put it down to COVID. It's still probably
I'm
a
I'm
going to
put
point.
It down to they have an agreement in place with an alcohol company.
Yeah. I'm going to look at...
As if you don't waive it for one night, for family.
Yeah, that was a bummer. Yeah. They were definitely drinking Coronas in the movie.
I would have invited the alcohol partner over for a barbecue. I would have said, hey, your turn to say grace.
We did a big cheer when we saw a bucket of them on ice.
Oh, man. That was like, that's my favorite character in the Fast
Corona.
Universe. Corona's.
Corona
is. We should be drinking them, right? I could. I know you're not drinking, but maybe I'll drink one.
No, I had Corona Cero over the weekend.
Oh, right. What's that?
The alcohol-free one.
Oh, how is it?
It's great. And it's actually brewed in Mexico and imported as opposed to the one that's made here.
Interesting. Yeah. So in a way, the alcohol-free is more authentic.
Yeah, it's more authentic. It's the way... Authentico. And I guarantee you it's the one they're drinking on set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad.
But yeah, it's so cheap. I was like, man, this is cheap. It was like $12 for a six-pack. And I'm like, Mamma mia.
I mean, is it good to taste, just drink something that kind of tastes like beer without getting the buzz from it?
Yeah. I'm on medication that screws up if I drink beer. Plus, like, you know, it helps normalize, you know, our shitty drinking culture.
Yeah.
Which is like, you're called like slurs if you don't drink at an event. So in a way, I drink it so other people don't like ask me. I remember when we went to Tommy's 30th and everyone was like, why are you drinking mineral water? Do you remember that?
That's because you kept saying, I can't believe I'm at a 30th and I'm drinking mineral water every
Well, we
10
got
minutes.
Blasted during the day.
Yeah, right.
Because we recorded and I was like, I'm not going to be awake. So sure. I kept drinking mineral water and people were like going up to Tommy being like, is he okay?
His name is pregnant.
Yeah, they were like, is he okay? He keeps drinking mineral water. It was so weird.
I had one of those moments where I think I need to ban myself from drinking tequila.
Oh, yeah. You've been monthly blackouts, right? Yeah.
Well, it was... So, I did my big restaurant reunion. We had a massive...
I'm very bummed I couldn't make it.
250 people party where Noon was there. Alexi and Jen were there again.
Did he tell you the Kanye poo story?
Well, I was in the kitchen for the entirety of the night. Then I finished cooking and then was meant to go... Like, then I was partying. And like there was heaps of DJs and I was introducing all the DJs. And then in like the short, like maybe 2 hours between me getting out of the kitchen and before me starting to DJ, I must have had like, I reckon 10 tequila shots.
That's insane.
Just dumb. Just not a good idea ever.
But at the time, it's the best idea.
But yeah, and I was like, oh, I'm loving these. Keep them coming. And it was one of those things where no one realized I was drunk and then I suddenly disappeared. But I tried to set up my Serato box to DJ and I couldn't do it. Like nothing I was
you
doing made.
See
I was just like, I don't know how to do this.
I forgot. So
there was like the Hoops who played before me did this amazing DJ set and everyone was like fired up. It was such an old crowd too. None of these goddamn teens ruining the dance floor with their like lack of knowledge of anything good.
With their flossing.
That's right. There was no flossing. There was no...
dabbing.
I
dabbed for you last night when dabbing. I walked into the cinema.
Yeah, very good.
I said, I'm dabbing for Paul Walker.
But... Yeah, I couldn't set up. I forgot how to DJ, basically. And then someone came and DJed for me instead. And I found a couch in the green room and fell asleep.
So good.
At my own party.
Not only was the audience old, but the DJ was old.
Yeah, this DJ just needs his fucking nano.
Well, yeah, that's crazy. Did you DJ in the end?
No.
Did you just go home?
I just went. B stuck around. I didn't think she was going to. And because she stuck around for me, didn't realize that she'd parked in a parking station that closed at midnight.
Oh, tight.
So we had to get an Uber home. And then she had to get up while I was severely hungover the next day.
That rules.
Get a train to the city. Get our car.
What a nightmare.
Back. Yeah, I'm the shittest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two strikes for you recently, isn't it?
I think I'm on good behavior, Bond, for a while now. I think.
Yeah.
Just for my own health, I might start drinking these Corona Zeros.
Oh, they're pretty good, man.
Yeah.
They come in nice black and gold
cans. I hear
they're
cheap.
They're really cheap.
And then, did you know that they're made in Mexico?
I do. I read the sticker that said imported product of Mexico.
But this was actually the first time I've had a hungover and haven't had to record a podcast.
Did you want to record one?
Well, only because like my voice is so funny when I'm hungover. It's like 10 octaves lower.
You should have done one.
Just, hey, prediction episode.
E3 predictions.
Here's my prediction of, yeah. I also watched over 200 trailers over the weekend.
That's
during
repulsive, yeah.
I
watched like four.
I managed to play only 3 hours of Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart so
I'm 97% of the way through, as the story just told me.
That's so good. I'm jealous. I think next week, all I'm going to do is just eat fruit and vegetables and play Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah, and hit NOS.
And yeah, exactly, hit
NOS. We've seen Fast 9 again by then.
I'm seeing it on Saturday again.
Yeah, I'm going this weekend, 4DX.
I'm also like, you know, even though I did the exact same thing last year, it makes me very happy to see a lot of people watching all of the Fast movies for the first time this year.
Oh, this was your first cinematic one, wasn't it?
We just
realized.
Dude, it's almost
Where
as
have
if
you been?
These movies are made to be watched at the cinema.
Yeah, 5 onwards was mine, and I saw 2 though at the cinema, 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, right.
So the only ones I haven't seen are 3 and 4. It kind of lost me,
that's
and that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 5 onwards, yeah, it's been a first week. must for me.
Well, we did a night before.
I rewatched them all as well over the last week.
That's great.
Several times. I'd watch them and then watch them again.
Because you forgot.
No. Well, one I did, but I also just had it playing in the background while working. I just, you know, I wanted to pick up any intricacies. Paying attention to Han, what he says.
So, all right, we'll get further into Fast.
I've got to say now, spoilers this in the series Tate retcons fan, better. Like, everyone needs to take a leaf out of these guys for retconning.
Yeah, and just go all in. Just go so ridiculously long it's in how you retcon.
So good, the amount of retconning.
It's so convoluted and wonderful.
This is now the fourth retcon, I think, of Han's death, isn't it? Yeah. It's like retcons, they've retconned the retcons retcon, which is awesome.
And the cool, here's a great little bit of sizzle. So we got out of the movie, Alexa. He's like, I loved that. Yeah. I think it's my favorite. And you and I both agreed, second favorite Fast movie.
Yeah, I mean, I love 7, 5 as well. It hovers around the top near 7.
I think
five.
top 3 for
it's
me.
It's better than 8 and 6 for me. It's better than and the 4. 1 is still just a beautiful movie.
1 stands alone.
1 is like a perfect Point Break
it's
remake.
Actually a racing movie.
Yeah.
And I don't think I think I mean, it doesn't have any of the things that I love about the franchise anymore. It's
well,
like
1 it does, and I was talking about this on the way home actually, like, you know, as the trend is in these movies, besides Cypher and Braga, a few people, the villain, there's a high chance of the villain joining the crew.
Mm.
Now, the brilliant thing about 1 is the reveal at the end that Vin Diesel's actually the villain. You know, he's stealing all the stuff.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
after,
yeah.
Like, Paul Walker. I mean, the movie is Paul Walker investigating racing teams, seeing who's stealing DVD players. And he thinks it's Hector at first. He thinks it's Johnny Tran. Then eventually he realizes it's Vin and he doesn't want to. Remember,
right.
He's like, damn it, I have to bring him in. So in a way, Vin and Paul are both each other's villains and they both join the crew, which I think there's something beautiful about that. So there are some, there's the NOS, obviously, there's Corona. Like, it does set up a lot of things.
Yeah.
There are things, like, going back and watching it now, you do see, like, the little, you know, the breadcrumbs of what would become.
Absolutely. So we'll be talking about Fast a lot more. Let's talk about...
Probably for the rest of the year.
Ratchet and Clank, Rift Apart.
Yeah.
Came out on PS5 last Friday.
Yeah, my cheeks have been ripped apart and it is absolutely fucking me because I'm loving it. I mean, in a loving way. Not as in like
absolutely
a non-consensual
fucking you in a loving
way. Yeah, yeah.
So have you played many Ratchet and Clank games?
This is the first one I've played.
So you didn't even play the remake in 2016?
No, so the storyline is just falling on deaf ears.
Sure.
And they talk about it a lot. I guess it's for the fans and that's fine. I still play that garbage. I'm not... They just like... You know, I guess he's a rare animal or something, or one of his kind.
He's a Lombax.
Yeah, a rare animal. Or a person, I don't know.
Alien.
Alien.
Species.
I know that's important. There's like some campy villain. Is he the villain in all of them? Nefarious?
Yeah, Nefarious. He's in most of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I've played the remake.
There's like
the
a hero
one.
Or something who sometimes is bad.
Yeah, Captain whatever.
But he's
his
okay
face
now.
Is.
Captain Quark or something.
Captain Quark. Yeah.
And that's. I think that's all I need to know. Clank's a robot.
I realized
I got it majorly confused with Jack and Daxter for very obvious reasons.
Jack and Daxter was always the one that really lent into being a dark, like, even though it's got like fun mascot characters, it's quite a dark story and franchise. Sure. Whereas Ratchet and Clank has always been
goofy,
like,
fun,
goofy,
big
yes.
Looney Tunes esque.
Yeah, everyone has like wacky voices, which I think
the voice acting's great, the animation's great. And like, having said that, the story lands. Like, I totally understand.
Yeah.
I'm not alienated, but I imagine if you're a fan, you get more out of it.
So what I fell in love with when I played the remake, because it wasn't in the first... When I played the first game on... It was really fun. Then the 2016 version is a remake of that game, but they add this thing that came out in later Ratchet & Clank games where you get all these crazy weapons and then you upgrade the weapons by using them more.
Yes.
So the more people you take out with the weapons...
You encourage to keep using them and cycling and I've been doing that. And then you can max out the...
You can max them out. And I just got so hooked on that loop in that remake where I...
You go back and you just keep blasting people.
Well, I finished that. I played through that for that remake 3 times. I'll probably do the same with this. It's just like pure fun gameplay to me.
It's
like,
a great toy.
Yeah.
You play and you go, this is fun. It feels good, especially with the haptic feedback on the controller.
And so you get the first weapon is like a pretty low-powered but long-distance blaster.
Oh, and now by the time you're up to like, it shoots out like 3 lots of ones.
Yeah, exactly. And but you get really used to shooting with that. And then the first, I think like the next weapon you get is like a grenade lightning launcher.
Oh, yeah, it's a grenade thing.
That Mr. Fun Guy, which is like someone that you shoot out, then he
does fighting for you.
Yeah, he fights alongside you. The weapons are just so weird and varied that when you first get them, you're like, well, how the hell am I supposed to use
this?
Like,
is there like a, what do they call it? Like a Colosseum type things in the islands where you go back and you fight and like build, I'm trying to think of the word.
What?
Arena. Are there like arena matches in the earlier ones?
And
you can go to a planet and you can do like arena matches.
Oh, wow. That's
and
awesome.
Like, there'll be like one randomizes the weapon every 10 seconds and you have to do waves of enemies. I did all of those last night. It's that's like a side thing to unlock armor.
Yeah, so you are considerably further than I am.
I'm right at the end.
15% in or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I'm like 96.
That's awesome.
And I went and got all the spy bots today.
So that'll be me this time next week.
Yeah. I'm such a AAA gamer these days. It's so funny.
Well, this is, yeah, I mean, For me, this is the first big release that PlayStation's put out for PS5 that I've been looking forward to.
Mm. Miles, I was, and it's again an Insomniac joint.
But that was a PS4 game as well. I mean, a PS5 exclusive
PS5
game.
Exclui.
And I just think this game looks so great. I love
so good. What are you playing in?
I'm playing in performance mode.
Performance RT?
Yeah.
Ray Tracing? Yeah.
The one with the ray tracing.
The day one patch. Yeah. I mean, you got to.
Yeah. But I love that. Like there are rifts in this. So in the game, so you are Ratchet. You're this like weird, like furry creature, cute little guy.
Yeah.
And you have a robot on your back. His name is Clank.
Lovely friend.
Clank makes you a portal device, a dimension hopper.
So you can go
device.
Visit your brethren.
So you can go try and find your family. Because you're the only Lombax that you're aware of. And it gets stolen by Dr.
That's
Nefarious.
Of course if you haven't seen the title screen. In which case there is a.
A Lady Lombax.
A Lady Lombax. A Lombax set, if this were Alvin.
Yep.
Ratchet and the Chipmunks.
Ratchet and Clank answer the call.
Yep.
Dr. Nefarious like fucks the dimension gun up, and then suddenly all these big dimension rifts open up in the world. And some of them like spew out like alien creatures from... What's cool is if you have played a bunch of the Ratchet and Clank games... you'll recognize all the different enemies from the games in areas they wouldn't normally be in.
Sure,
coming in through
they
the
get
rifts,
pulled in.
Which is really fun. But then as a gameplay mechanic, you can use like a grappling hook to basically like shoot into a rift. And it's almost like pulling you or teleporting you. It's not quite a teleportation device because you can. It's almost like you're bringing something 10 meters in front of you to you.
Or yeah, the other way. Yeah.
It's a really cool effect. Yeah, I think it makes gameplay, especially when you have waves and waves of enemies. It's so fun to like kind
There's a lot of stuff in this that reminds me of like what really good Mario games do, which is just like introduce a mechanic and nail it.
Yes, totally.
Like stuff we've seen in Odyssey and Galaxy.
Yep.
Where they just introduce like a the gravity in Galaxy or the like taking over people in Odyssey and just running with it and having fun. Like taking one idea and just stretching it and seeing like how much fun you can have with it, where it doesn't seem gimmicky, where it does serve the story and like the core of the game.
So I've got maybe...
And made with no crunch, apparently.
Yeah, unless that's just great. Yeah.
They've crunched so much that they had to say that.
They crunched all of the...
The crunching.
They crunched all of... All,
well, they
all,
made
all,
another
all,
dimension.
All
they
the
had
staff.
A crunch dimension and a non-crunch
Well, they
dimension.
Crunched. They crunched up all the staff who had to crunch. They crunched up them into a paste and put them on sandwiches.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, Insomniac, man, they're a great studio.
Yeah, owned by Sony now.
And there's... I haven't got... apparently, there's like a weapon that you get that drops things from
I
other
just got
games.
That then. You've got to get all the... Spy bear.
It's there.
There's
always been like a very powerful weapon called the Rhino, which
That's
stands
this.
For rip you a new one.
That's this one. But I haven't noticed anything from other games yet at the moment. It's just pulling in stuff from other dimensions within this game. But I know it pulls in stuff from Uncharted, Horizon.
Horizon Zero Dawn, another Insomniac game that was only on Xbox called Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, wow.
So maybe that
I didn't realize
come to
that.
PlayStation. I doubt it. Xbox would never play that way.
No.
But yeah, man. It's,
they won't
it's,
pay that garbage.
It's so much fun. It looks so gorgeous.
Yeah. 60 frames running around. You just like, I had a look at the fidelity mode that my, human eyes can't really tell the difference between like not fully 4K and like 140 or whatever it is.
But the difference between 30
and
60 frames.
The
30 and 60
is dry. Like it feels like it's buffering.
Yes, fully. Yeah. Yeah.
If you have it, I implore you to play in a performance RT, just like they dropped when... Miles came out, but this was a day one patch as opposed to like a month after.
So there was a gun in the remake that turned all your enemies into sheep called a sheepinator.
Oh, wow.
That was very good. And then there was another one called it was like an 8-bit gun.
I've got that.
Pixelated.
Pixelator.
Oh, sick. That's in this game? Excellent.
Yep.
very excited to play that with that one again.
And it makes that,
that was always like a shotgun that like
yeah, you get real close and you just blast them and they become pixelated.
That was my favorite gun, so that's a vibe. Very excited to play that with that one again. I'm glad you like it. Do you reckon you would, because you would have gotten it for free, right? You would have the Ratchet and Clank remake on.
Yeah, I've got that.
Would you?
Probably. It's really fun. I know they did a patched it recently for PS5, so it's like 60 frames.
Yeah, the story ties into the.
I've heard it's got horrible FMVs from the movie.
From the movie, yeah. So you can ignore that.
So the movie was shit, right?
I never saw it, but it was directed by the same guy who directed what I think is an underrated movie, the TMNT from 2007.
I'm going to look at the Ratchet and Clank movie.
Chris, what's his name? As Chris Evans? No, who is... What's that? What's Captain America? Evans. Chris Evans is Casey Jones.
Oh, that's cool. Well, it has a 21% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer is April O'Neil. Sarah Michelle
Gellar. Which one? Okay.
Yeah,
which you Buffy? Keep using characters who have now had multiple.
There are too many characters in this world.
Yeah, there
should
are.
Just be four characters:
Buffy, Captain America, Ratchet, and Clank.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was gonna. Yeah, okay. What about all La Familia?
Well, they're one. Yeah, they're one character, family.
I can see Sarah Michelle Gellar
kick some asteroid. It was dude from the tagline. James Arnold Taylor. Just looking at Bella Thorne. Rosario Dawson was in it. Paul Giamatti was in it.
Yeah, I don't know if they're playing like iconic Ratchet and Clank characters either.
John Goodman was in it. Wow.
Was Will Ferrell in it, or does Megamind just remind me of a Ratchet and Clank character?
Sylvester Stallone was in it.
Oh, wow.
Victor Von Eyen. No, who did you think was in it?
Will Ferrell. I think you know how Megamind kind of looks like a video game character?
Megamind. And what was the other one? Earth. I've seen New Earth. Although those like...
Oh,
2006.
Monsters versus Aliens.
Yeah.
And then there was, that one that's just called
Planet 32 or something.
Yeah, yeah. That weird alien one.
There's so many funny.
DreamWorks or
Planet 51.
Elimination movies, yeah.
It was made by. Oh, 23%. It's got Dwayne Johnson in it, Justin Long, Sean William Scott, John Cleese. And
that's the one with the purple aliens in it?
Yeah. Oh, green ones. They look exactly green like ones. Shrek.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of funny. I don't think this one's DreamWorks either because it's made by TriStar Pictures, Lion Animation, Handmade Films. I believe that they are probably animation studios that don't exist anymore.
Isn't there a movie just called Home as well?
Yes.
And is that about
around the same
time? Is that animated movie? Is that that's the purple alien one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is DreamWorks Home. Okay, want to guess who's in this one?
What year was it?
2015.
Home. No, I don't know.
It's pretty insane cast.
Vin Diesel?
Jim Parsons.
Okay.
Rihanna.
Okay.
Steve Martin.
Was not expecting that.
And Jennifer Lopez.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe we should watch Home and Planet 51.
That's so funny. And apparently it was based on a short that they showed before the other DreamWorks animation movie. Two DreamWorks animation movies in 2014,
yeah.
Mr. Peabody and Mr. and Sherman, what? And Rio 2. They showed a movie called, a little short before those movies called Almost Home.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then they expanded it into a full motion picture.
That rules.
It's so funny that they did a spin-off of Rocky and Bullwinkle, Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
I forgot about that.
And that was the guys who did How to Train Your Dragon did that. And again, the cast are just so weird. Ty Burrell, the dad from
Modern Family.
Stephen Colbert, Leslie Mann.
People very just funny. Go, yes, don't they?
And I know. No,
I reckon a lot of these actors also just think they're in a Pixar movie.
Wow. Okay, maybe I want to watch Rio and Rio 2. The cast of Rio 2.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg, Anne Hathaway, Leslie Mann, Jermaine Clement, George Lopez, Jamie Foxx, Will.i.am, Bruno Mars, Andy Garcia, Tracy Morgan. Yeah, wow, that sounds wild.
Did you see all the new Disney Lego that came out today?
Disney Lego?
Heaps of like Mickey fire truck. This is all up your alley. You love this shit.
Oh, the junior shit.
Yeah. You're a baby. Mickey Mouse, Donald Thanks, Duck's bro. Farm.
Great.
I
like the Space Mickey set. That's pretty cool.
Means the Tintin one's around the corner. That one's actually dope.
Mickey's little propeller plane.
I like that one. Minnie Mouse ice cream show. One for the ladies.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me out. I know. I wasn't expecting you to drop some Disney Lego.
Yeah, that's
truth
usually,
bombs.
Well, I've got some good Lego over there.
Angus got Dom's Dodge Charger technique set.
Yeah, I was reading into why there are no sets from
like with characters
because they make kids movie toys and Fast and Furious is not a kids movie. So this is like a weird exception where they're like, we know they're not kids movies, but we fucking it's a no brainer.
Yeah. Okay.
Same reason why there is no Bond sets as the Bond technic.
It's so funny how many fucking automatic weapons are in the Fast and Furious now.
Oh, it's like you're playing Doom or
like,
something.
I know, yeah, like when we get into it, but like there's Tyrese has a moment that's just, yeah, it's just Uncharted.
Yeah, it's
like,
Uncharted.
It's like him like in a...
Here's Nathan Drake.
In the jungle.
Killing
going through a wreck of a plane crash looking for an artifact.
Yeah.
As a militia comes on him. A military force chase him. Yeah. He's outnumbered by...
And they are all bad at shooting.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was rules.
What a fucking perfect movie.
So glad you finally saw one on the big screen.
At the movies.
Yeah. I really wish in Australia they were doing the 1 to 8 screening in the lead up.
Yeah.
That would have been fun to see them on the big screen.
Would you try and do all of them on the big screen again? Or?
Well, they're coming out every Friday.
It's like a lead up. In your rewatch, were any of them just like painful to get
through
again?
3 is terrible. The Han stuff's good, but even then he's like a very different Han. To who we know.
So you reckon 3 is your least favorite?
No, because 3 has like one of the best soundtracks. They play Tokyo Drift like 3 times.
I was hoping we were going to hear some Teriyaki Boys last
night.
Yeah,
they play it like 3 times in the movie, including like...
It's the best intro to a song. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. It's just so good. It's such a good song too.
Yeah, it's a banger.
It's one of the... Yeah. There's some redeeming parts in that. Like, yeah, Han is great in it. The acting is very bad from Lucas Black.
Popes. Is it Lucas Pope?
Lucas Black.
Lucas Black.
He
is right.
Sucks. And the lead, Nathalie, someone, the Australian, she sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does
The dude from Home Improvement fucking rocks.
He's great. He's
That's
a good
one
bully.
Of the best openers in a Fast movie.
Great opener. Yeah. But immediately it's jarring because you're like, well, Vin Diesel and Paul Walker aren't in this. And it's just kind of like...
And this Lucas
you're
guy
off
is who,
for the first like hour
with
or so.
His shitty fake southern accent.
No, that's his real accent. He's from Alabama. I've done a deep dive.
Actually, he puts it on. If you look him up, he is one of the worst of all the
actors. Anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, huge Trump supporter. Just tweets like Bible proverbs.
Yeah, I hope they kill his character off screen.
Well, see, I think Justin Lin has a... affinity for him because he did do Drift.
I kind of do like the idea of no one ever actually dying in the Fast
you
franchise.
Can't. People have a better chance of staying dead in Marvel than Fast and Furious.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Star Wars has had more people stay dead than Fast and Furious. But yeah, painful. 4 is like fine. It's just a bit not fun.
Yeah, and it's grim. And
it's like a gritty reboot. You could see they were going for like the post Batman Begins.
And
like,
I hate that they kill Lottie. Like even though they bring her back in 6.
Letty.
Fucking hell. I'm not good at characters.
Letitia. Think it just.
I'm a dad.
Names.
I'm allowed to not remember people's names.
Yeah.
It's a right. Well,
so
it's a
is
rite
Vin Diesel.
Passage. Yeah.
So is
Little B.
Little B. There's a scene where we all lost it because he looks at his son in a cool flashback and no, when he's having like a inner moment.
In
he's
the
a,
moment.
And he sees his son and he just looks at him in like Brian. Drunk smile, little closed eyes.
He goes, Little B.
Little B. And for those wondering, there are some off-screen references to Brian, Paul Walker, which I thought was very
tasteful.
Very tasteful. Yeah, including Kitty right now who's next to Dom's charger. That is tasteful.
Your cat loves the... Does she ever knock like your? Did she ever jump on your shelves and knock the toys off?
Only she's. I used to have flowers.
Oh, she's so gonna do it now. Come on.
No, she
Come
won't
on,
do it.
She's
only
up,
by
she's
accident.
Up there with the Funko Pops right now.
So last week I had flowers up there, and she eats flowers.
That's great.
So she keeps jumping up to see where they are.
So right now Kitty is standing next to
Kitty.
Angus's Evangelion Funko Pop. His Guy Fieri Funko Pop, his Kenny Powers Funko Pop.
Basically, if someone asks you the question, if you could have anyone over for dinner, dead or alive, who would it be? They're on that shelf right now.
You have Unit 1, Norman Reedus from Death Stranding,
yeah.
Guy Fieri and Kenny Powers.
I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that who you would have? So now she gets stuck, which is kind of funny. And she panics and starts knocking stuff down by accident.
Because she's absolutely... I've never seen her do this. And we've,
yeah,
I'm
no,
here,
she's,
like,
she loves flowers. She eats them and I had to get rid of them because they lasted for 2 weeks and she just kept eating them. I'd catch her in the middle of the night, like knocking stuff down and she'd have like petals all around her face. But look, she's going to try and do the jump.
Come on, Kitty. You can do it.
We watched like 2 Fast now? And Furious movies the other day here. I had a mattress out here.
She got inspired.
And she got inspired and did this like huge daredevil jump. Kitty. Kitty, you can do it. Come on.
I don't reckon she's going to get down for the
she
next
did it
recently.
90 minutes. I reckon if you move your bag there, she would jump down.
Okay, I'll move it.
Kitty, there you go. Look, so look, she's already like zoomed in on the spot. Look, she's doing it.
Here we go. Is she going to do it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Feel me?
Yeah, kitty.
That was a big jump.
I know. I knew she could do it. That's sick. Oh my God. That's twice in a week.
I'm glad we captured that on audio.
Yeah, me too. It's encouraging too.
Yeah.
She's such a dork, man. I spend so much time with her. She's like... every day I spend like hours with that cat.
So Ratchet and Clank, very good.
Yeah.
And did you see anything that was announced at E3 this weekend that you think will be as good as Ratchet and Clank Rifted Apart, if not better?
WarioWare.
He's so back, excited, baby. Man.
Two players at once. Game changer.
So we got the... there was the Nintendo Direct, which kind of closed.
Wait, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
If last night WarioWare was also released and you were driving back from the South Coast, would have you stopped and missed the first 5 minutes?
Well, I don't know. Is there an EB Games or a JB Hi-Fi on the way from...
There's one on Oxford Street, which kind of is close.
That's not from the South Coast. I'm not coming that way, baby.
There's one... there's a few. There used to be one at Warrawong. No, you're right. There's no one direct route.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it.
Plus so Fast 9, you respect.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Whereas Mission Impossible, I hadn't seen like four of them.
I'm loving this just being like, they're really good movies. They're really good movies, trust me. And then you seeing a late entry and being like, these are great movies. It's good, isn't it?
Well, I mean, yeah, I did start Fast from the start.
Yeah.
From the top.
From the top. Fast 1 from the top.
But yeah, so I watched, I've watched every conference from E3. I just get hooked.
You watch every conference? Well,
I skim through most of it, but I find it like, I don't know. I know some of them aren't going to be... So I haven't watched like Gearbox or like the dudes who...
What's
do...
Gearbox?
They do like the Borderlands games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're, like,
they're about to do the Borderlands movie.
I didn't watch the Bandai Namco one. I skimmed through the Square one, which was abysmal. Did you watch the Square Enix one?
I didn't watch any of them.
You just watched like the...
I watched Nintendo.
Right.
What was one of the...
There was the Summer Games one that Weezer performed.
She's loving your bag. She's like rubbing.
She can probably smell my bunny on it.
Look, she's like making out with it. She would rub her head on it.
Cookie licks it too. So maybe they're kissing each other via my bag.
Some Romeo and Juliet shit.
She can start fucking my bag.
No, they don't fuck.
Cool. Cats don't fuck.
This one doesn't.
Okay.
Not on my watch.
We have an abstinent cat.
Well, she has nothing inside her.
Yeah.
That would make her want to fuck. I found it that way, by the way. Yep. Also, I would have done it. It's like good.
Yeah, it extends their health, right?
Yeah. Plus, it's like you don't want like cats running around.
True. And like animals on heat is no good, right?
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's crazy. Yeah, I think I only watched Nintendo, but I did watch like various trailers now and then.
Did you watch any of the summer games? First Jeff Keighley one?
I didn't watch any of it.
That was one that Hideo Kojima was at and Weezer.
No, but I did just watch...
You own at least one of those guys as a Funko Pop.
No, I have two of them. Yeah, I mean, in a way.
Yeah, no, you have Norman Reedus from Death Stranding, which was announced for the PS5 version is coming.
Yeah, cool. Director's Cut.
Yeah, the Director's
Cut. Which is great because everyone's like, he had unbridled vision.
Yeah, his fucking production company is named after him.
I love it.
There's no way he...
It's so Kojima.
There's no way did you watch his vision was compromised. Yeah, yeah.
Just Metal Gear Solid reference. The whole fully. Thing. It was so good. I was like, loving that. Yeah, other than that, no. I only watched the Death Stranding trailer, the Nintendo presentation, and Mario Rabbids, which leaked like a day before.
It was insane, like by Nintendo. How did that happen?
That seems like such an oversight. And like the fact it wasn't like this big thing, they were just like, it's on the website.
Yeah, it was just on the Nintendo website. It wasn't like some weird like journalist being like, I'm hearing reports that
Ubisoft is doing this. Yeah, it was just Ubisoft like, it's out.
Yeah.
bizarre.
That's a very unfortunate leak. Ubisoft also showed off a big look at the Avatar game they're putting out.
Yeah. Now, you know what? I forgot to talk about a few episodes ago, having spent a lot of time playing Returnal. I was like, do you know what would be a great game to make with that engine? Avatar, because the loop works because you keep dying.
Oh, of course.
And then you can inhabit another avatar.
Very true.
And I was like, how sick would that be? You play and you see like your littered avatars, Na'vi bodies everywhere.
Yep.
I was like, that is a franchise that would die.
Are they always going engine. To keep on the like the you're an avatar in Avatar Land?
Or well, at the end of Avatar, he dies in his human body and they put his soul in like his Jake Sully big Na'vi.
Yeah.
And then it's the movie ends. Then Papyrus comes on the screen.
Because it's almost interesting, more interesting to me just to be like, fuck Earth, let's just concentrate on Na'vi, right?
Well, it's set on Pandora.
That. Pandora, is it? Sorry, I don't know. I don't know names. I'm a dad, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's set on Pandora, and the humans are there trying to get unobtainium. Remember that?
Now, that's a name I'll never forget.
That's a name we'll never forget. Yeah, and
you're pretty much collecting unobtainium in Ratchet and Clank too,
and in Fast 9.
It's called like Raritonium or some shit.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's got a very similar name.
Yeah, but the Avatar stuff. Almost to me, like if they just fully lent into like
for a minute?
It's an alien world.
Oh,
yeah. So the Avatar game, Avatar in general, I think would like. It's more appealing to me if they just ignore that humans exist and just concentrate on the Na'vi.
Well, I hope there's one human that you can have an exception for the rule, because Vin Diesel let slip yesterday while doing press for Fast 9 that he's in all of the Avatar sequels.
That's so fucking great.
How good is that?
Do you reckon he's playing himself, or do you reckon he's playing just like a really big, tall?
I would love Na'vi if he plays Vin Diesel, who's volunteered himself to be part of the Avatar program.
He's promised to bring the movies back to Pandora.
They've run out of NOS, and he needs to get unobtainium to convert to NOS. And in order for that, he's going to bring movies to Pandora. I see him taking Avatar and its lore more serious than James Cameron.
Absolutely.
And being like...
He probably has an Avatar shrine next to, literally, next to his dumb shrine.
I just love the fact he's in it. That's going to be so fucking good, dude. What game is he in again?
Ark.
Yeah, the new Ark, right?
Yeah.
And he's like a gamer and plays it or something. He's like really excited.
And he mentioned that he's played like over 1,000 hours of the first Ark.
Yeah. How good is that? That means he's played like for years.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I reckon he's not lying.
Yeah, that's what he was doing instead of getting in shape for Fast 9.
Yeah.
Do you reckon it's true to the rumor that they just CGI'd his... I couldn't work it out. His face... He and Tyrese, they're very bloated.
They look very faces. Bloated. I mean, they are... Vin Diesel's nearing 60, remember, we realized.
Yeah, of course.
He's like 50-something. And on the way home, we're in different cars. Like familiar, we split up, but we always drive together. But he's had that kind of... You know, bald guys have this thing where, like, you can kind of look the same age for a long time, but then one day you get old.
Yep.
Like, Sam Jackson's always looked kind of the same age as well. He hasn't really old unless he's aged up, like, in Django and stuff. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Vin's kind of been looking the same, roughly the same age. I want to know how old he is in the flashbacks. We'll get into that in the Fast section where we get to spoilers, because... There must be a big age jump somewhere.
Yeah. So yeah, the Ubisoft show, I thought the highlights of that were easily the Rabbids game, which looks really... I loved that first one.
They've got rid of the grid now.
I don't know how I feel about it being less grid-locked.
Yeah, because I love that. That was a lot of fun, that grid.
I wonder if too much freedom will make that game feel a little... Like, it was already pretty easy.
Yeah.
Once you figured out the way the game works.
Yeah, it was hard to die.
But... Actually, no, there were a few levels like in the midsection, the way you look at the difficulty curve, kind of, it does go up pretty quick. But yeah, I wonder if having way too much freedom of movement in between like attacks will make it easier. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm willing to trust that
I trust
team.
Them. That team seems to get this. Hey, Rosalina's in it, the score.
That's right. Not just Rosalina, bro.
Rabbit Rosalina. She looks so bored as well.
Someone at Nintendo got your emails.
Thank you.
Please make, dear Shigeru Miyamoto, please make a Rabbids Rosalina.
Trust me, you want this as much as I do.
I watched some of the Square one, which was like appalling.
So what do they do? I know they announced that...
Well, it started pretty strong. The Guardians of the Galaxy game, which like I think some of the character models are pretty rough, but like as a game, it looks pretty fun.
Yeah, it looks like they're very... I read a recap of the presentation. It seems they're very purposely saying basically, this is not the Avengers experience.
Yeah, this is a single-player game.
And it's a single-player game, and there's no DLC. It's by the team who made Deus Ex, which is a...
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought they made the Avengers game. Oh, no, that was the guys who did Tomb Raider. Right.
Yeah, so I think it's the Deus Ex guys who've got a cult following.
Yeah, but the...
They've just got to... You know what they need to do, man? And it's so lame, and Into the Spider-Verse has proven you can do this. I would love it if it was like stylized comic looking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, stop trying to kind of look like No Man's Land MCU, because Spider-Man works, the Insomniac game, because he's masked for 95% of the game.
Yeah,
you know
for
what
sure.
I mean? And also, the acting in that game is so good. And you kind of just lean into, like, you know, when you're a masked hero, it's easy.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But the fact that it's like, besides Groot, who actually just looks exactly like the MCU counterpart,
yeah.
just go stylized, go comic-y, go pulpy, like, that's sick. These are comic... I mean...
Yeah, don't try and make it realistic humanoid stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't do
yeah,
it. It's just... I get it. There's probably market research and, like, focus groups that, like, post-Arkham wouldn't accept that. But I think, like, you know, Spider-Verse has shown us that we can. I would love a game that played and looked like Spider-Verse that used
a
big property.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So, I think you play as Peter Quill, Star-Lord, but you can control... Tell the other Guardians what to do.
And it's like a relationship manager. Like, you do stuff that pisses off members. And like, there was a bit where it's like, you throw Rocket over a chasm.
Yeah, yeah.
And he hates you.
Here we go again, that affects it's like, the only word that you mispronounce on this show.
Which one? Chasm?
Chasm, yeah.
I thought it was chasm.
It's chasm.
Don't you wear a chasm to your belt when you don't want someone to have sex with you?
Chastity.
Chasm. That's interesting. What's that age doing?
It's just there.
What about the Chaos Emeralds?
What's that? No, it's the same as Chaos.
Yeah, no. English is really
And speaking of
really
Chaos,
dumb.
It got said a lot of times in the... what is it called? Final Fantasy... The first Final Fantasy...
Final Fantasy Origins, Strangers in Paradise.
Strangers in Paradise.
It has the most anime motherfucking name.
And they've released a demo which was corrupted. So
you can't
you
even
play it.
Is it an ARG? I was wondering, is this some 4D chess? And they're like... Part of it is Chaos has infected the game. So it's the guys that made Neo,
yeah.
Making it for Square or whatever.
Yeah, and so people thought it was going to be more like a Soulsborne style kind of game, but it's
just
not.
Just a hack and slash.
I don't know, yeah.
They've really just dragged that franchise through the mud.
They are
it's
one
almost
of the
funny
most
now that
I reckon they're easily the most frustrating game developer and
especially if you're a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of Square Enix. I like some of the Final Fantasies, that's it. But if I could imagine the frustration you would have with them constantly if you're a fan.
Well, so they're re-releasing all the first six Final Fantasy games.
Only to phone.
And mobile. Yeah, mobile and Steam. It's like, why wouldn't you put them on? Like, everyone will buy these on console.
Yeah, if you do them as like a $60 set, someone will buy them all.
It's like they see the worst.
And I think they've already
Nintendo
fucked up
make.
The pixels, right? Even though they're like, they're
fixing
them.
People are saying so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell the difference. I'd still tweet that garbage.
So that was a weird conference.
I'm willing to give Guardians a go. That looks fun.
Capcom's was a useless conference. They didn't really announce anything new.
Well, didn't they release announce nothing and then after the conference go, oh, there's Rose 8 DLC coming? Which they didn't even say at the conference.
No, they said in the conference that when we're letting you know that we're going to start work on Village DLC. Yeah, something like that. It was like,
you think some people
it was a case of like, you don't have to do a conference.
That's what I'm going to say. Is it like when you do a speech at school and you just like fill time because you like... You get 30 seconds in, you're done. And then you're like, look at the time. You're like, I've got 2.5 minutes. And you're like,
yeah, I remember at my dad's 40th birthday, all of his like friends and like family got up and did speeches. And I was like, I'm going to get up and do a speech. And like got up and I was like, oh, my dad's really good. And like, you're just like, oh no, what have I done? You've already committed.
My dad's really good. That's awesome.
But yeah, so let's get to the Nintendo E3 presentation. Their second direct in...
How long?
2 years or something like that. Their big return to doing a direct at them earlier this year, I thought was one of their worst. And so I had very low expectations for this
one. Well,
it
was the one where they apologized for Zelda.
Yep, that's right. They gave us Miitopia.
They gave us Miitopia, a game that nobody asked. They took a pretty good studio off whatever work they could have and should have been doing to make that.
Miitopia, I understand. Again, I guess if they're like, shit, we need something that's going to appeal to Animal Crossing fans when they get sick of Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe they thought
just update
would
Animal
be.
Crossing.
Yeah, exactly.
New Leaf has way more updates than New Horizons.
But that was a real bummer of a conference, and so I wasn't expecting much. But still, for all time's sake,
we had the famous stamina bar. Remember the you might. Yeah, they were like, remember they were just like basically negging us into buying Skyward Sword. They were like, there's a stamina bar in it. And you like that because Breath of the Wild had one and game Metacritic can't lie.
It's the only thing I liked in that direct earlier this year was the Mario Golf announcement. And then there was a weird like carb based indie game by the dude who did Donut County that was announced in a direct.
Car or card?
Card. It was like a weird, it was called like Neon White or something like that.
Right, I can't remember.
But no news about that since then. So who knows if that's even coming out.
Yeah.
But I set an alarm for all time's sake, got up at 1:55 and watched live with our HeyFam Discord, the entire direct.
I didn't.
Yeah, cause you're smart. You know
I've
what
learned.
Happens at this
I'd
garbage.
Say like, I don't do this.
But I like it. Even though it's bad, it's still fun to watch it with people and be like, this is bad.
it's fun to be in it together. The worst thing to go in is expecting something that you know is feasibly impossible.
Exactly.
Like a Switch Pro.
I mean, and I've been saying like for this entire year that Switch Pro is like, it's not happening.
It's not happening. I reckon it was on the cards. I reckon it still is on the cards, but there was a pandemic that no one planned for. So everything is off the cards.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the good and the bad. And Angus, you're going to pretend that it's 2 a.m. right now and you're watching with me. I'm going to let you know all the things that was announced in the Nintendo Direct.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell me how you feel about
it. I've already watched it, but I'll do this for the sake of the conversation.
So first up, we get the latest Super Smash Bros. Ultimate character, Kazuya Mishima from Tekken.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, cool.
I don't care.
There's a Tekken character in. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. It was cool when he was just.
The Switch is basically now a Super Smash Brothers device.
Yeah.
Like, it's just adding anyone from everything. The video was funny, just him throwing people off the cliff.
Yeah, yeeting. I thought that was funny. Beloved Nintendo characters off the cliff.
I mean, I won't play it. I won't play him. I've got Smash, but it's like a game now that, like, I when it came out before, I was like, I really want to get into Smash. I didn't get into it as much as I would the online and stuff. Yep. And
because online,
though,
wasn't
I'm
great.
So glad this exists.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Like, it's sick, and it's such a ridiculous. This is like Fast 9. It's like, where do they go from here?
Yeah, and the majority of the crowd that play Smash still love fighting games, and so it makes sense. For
them I'm to into put it. Fighting it's something. It's not for me, it. But that's cool as hell.
And so now there's like someone from. Is there someone from Street Fighter, Tekken, and then what's his name that.
Terry something.
Terry.
Whatever. Ball.
Yeah, whatever franchise he's from. So that's some pretty big fighting games represented in Smash now. So it makes sense that Tekken is too. Then we got the Life is Strange Remastered Collection and Life is Strange True Colors announced for Nintendo Switch as the next announcement. And then I was like, oh shit, I know what we're in for. This is going to be such a bad direct.
What is that? That's just like
a... It's like a walking simulator kind of...
It's like Tumblr. Like,
yeah, like...
DeviantArt.
That kind of stuff. Not for us.
JRPG, like a gay RPG, and I meant like in the like pro pride way.
Sure. Yeah, happy pride.
Because it's about like someone coming out, right? I think
possibly. It definitely falls into that.
Yeah,
it's.
I'm glad it exists.
It's about
again.
Growing up. Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
glad it exists, but not for me.
Marvel's Guardian of the Galaxy Cloud Version.
Oh, I didn't see the words cloud version. What's another game that does that again?
You can play Control. NBA or Control? And you can play Resident Evil 7.
So they're not even available here, are they?
No, because our internet's too
so
slow.
So what's
for
that mean?
It.
Like that game could not run on a Switch, so you have to be tethered to your house to play it.
Yep.
Stupid. Should not have been done.
What about Worms Rumble?
Fuck. I started laughing when I saw that. I think it was running at 15 frames per second. It looks worse than the N64, than Worm 64.
So the game itself was a free game on PS Plus. I played it for an hour. I don't like it as a game at all.
It looks horseshit. My favorite bit was the... Man, we've got to talk about the voice actor for the Nintendo Direct.
It's like, you know, play against 24 worms at once in this exciting high-octane worms battle.
Yeah, that's it. And it pre-order, what is this like? Pre-order now. Wait. Pre-order now and get the bonus teddy bear outfit.
Yeah.
Wow, it's cute. Like stuff like that. And I'm just like, I was losing it, dude. That was so funny. Like my favorite thing is too, and I've noticed this
science
at Direct.
Show I was talking about last week, where the kid's like, I love science.
Well, it's similar to that, what I was about to say, because what they'll do, they'll announce a game and then it'll go back to like the Nintendo dudes and they're like, wow, it sure does look great that blah blah is coming out, and then they'll just do like a 30-second recap of the 2 minutes game.
Yep.
And they're like, I can't wait, and that'll be available soon. And they literally repeat everything
that
was said in the like video. They're
it's
like,
so yeah,
soon to pre-order today, available September 10th. And then it'll cut to them, the two like dudes standing
there. It's like, wow, I certainly did love all the features we just saw then, such as this,
but it will be available September. I also, one thing to note during this direct, I have never seen the words not actual gameplay footage in small white writing. I think it's burnt into my OLED now.
Yeah.
Just from the Nintendo Direct, because none of the games besides the Breath of the Wild sequel didn't use non-game footage. It was really funny.
I've forgotten what Astria Ascending is. I'm going to guess it was some JRPG. 2 Point Campus is like a...
Oh, that looks like horseshit.
Build your own university game.
Yeah, I would have built my own not ever playing that university.
Super Monkey Ball, Banana Mania Remastered. It's like a bunch of stuff from the first three Super Monkey Ball games.
Again.
That's cool. Whatever. Yeah.
I'm glad it's there. Once again, the Switch is proving to be a invaluable asset for people who need to buy games they forgot to buy 10 or 15 years ago.
Mario Party Superstars.
Again.
Collection old. of mini games and boards from the first three Mario Party games in the 64 in high res. This looks better to me than the Mario Party game we did get three years ago.
Online, we didn't have to wait 3 years for the online.
Yeah, sure. They look
which is disappointing. I would have loved if they're like online coming 2024.
I didn't grow up playing the Mario Party game, so I still don't understand the appeal of them that much. Yeah.
Yeah. Though I understand there's a huge affinity. There was like a collab with... It was HAL Laboratories made them, I think.
Well, I mean, I played it with Archie, and he was just like, this is really boring. And then once he was actually doing really well at all the mini games and getting all the points, and then they just randomly assign a bunch of points to me because like I moved the least spaces or like I... Like, you know, and
just
now,
like real life.
Now we're going to give an award to the person who chose Yoshi as their character. I'm like, oh, I guess that's me, Archie. That's sorry. Sick. And like, he just loses. It's so bizarre. Yeah, it's definitely funny. Then we got a very out of nowhere announcement. They started out with a classic Nintendo apology for Metroid Prime 4 not being there. But then they followed it up instead of with we're bringing Metroid Other M.
We're bringing a Game & Watch Metroid.
I guess, yeah, Metroid Other M would be the equivalent of Skyward Sword for Zelda.
So that was the Wii one, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. So instead of doing that, we have a brand new Metroid game.
The fifth.
It's 2D. Yeah, so do you know how to do it in the timeline for this to be the fifth game?
Metroid 2's first, right? No.
No, so it goes Metroid on NES, Metroid 2 on Game Boy, Super Metroid on Super Nintendo, Metroid Fusion,
which is
on
Game
GBA.
Boy? Oh, GBA, yeah.
And then this is fifth. So this was actually announced in like 2005.
Yeah, as it's Metroid been in development. Dread. There's even references to it in Prime 3, I think.
Oh, wow, crazy. Yeah. And it's been done by the same guys who did Metroid Samus Returns, the remake of Metroid 2 on 3DS that came out like a month after the Switch came out. And everyone was like, well, I'm not getting that. That's stupid.
Why did they do that?
Yeah. And there's a lot of the same mechanics in that game, but overall it looks like a much better game. I wish it was sprites. I love sprites.
Too.
But I think...
As you and I was discussing, I think, and this is based on nothing, I think it's cheaper for people to make...
Oh, no, absolutely. Probably
like animation is cheaper than doing sprite by sprite, frame by frame animation.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah.
It just sucks. So it's the same reason why 2D animation doesn't happen anymore.
And it looks kind of rough in trailers, but when you play it looks better, I think. But I would always prefer sprites.
Yeah.
There was a bit of a backlash against pixel art, I feel like, over the last few years as well. So
yeah, not pixel. Like, there's the backlash to pixel art, but I mean, like, I'm sure there's a medium.
Yep. Imagine like a 2D animated.
Flash.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I hate that Flash 2D animation stuff.
Just Dance 2022. Cruisin' Blast. I don't know.
So is that the Cruisin' USA series? Is just now that?
Yeah, I guess it must be.
It's really funny.
Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. Is coming out, the Switch version.
Yeah, who cares?
Mario Golf Super Rush, we got a little bit more of a look in that. They said they're going to be doing some additional content for that once it comes out, and they showed off a level of from New Donk City.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was cool. Whatever. Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin, an extended look at that, whatever. Like, we already know that's coming out. I didn't really learn anything new from that video.
Yeah, isn't that... What is that?
It's like a almost like a JRPG style. Monster Hunter game.
Right. Okay.
Like more story focused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Then another big surprise announcement. The big man himself, WarioWare. Wario. Wario. First name Wario. Second
name
Ware.
Yeah.
I love Wario. He's like god tier Nintendo character. And I would say that like if you have to get me to choose my favorite Nintendo franchises, like it would be obviously Mario and Zelda, like 1 and 2.
Mm.
And then maybe
Wario.
Mario Kart, Wario, and Metroid. Like yeah. That's the top five for me. And so I was very stoked to get both Metroid and Wario games announced in this. And it's a brand new WarioWare game called Get It Together. And you can play it with two players, which totally changes the way you play the minigames.
Yeah, it's like cooperative.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this to be like Archie's first WarioWare game. They're so much fun to play. Do you remember the Wii one?
Yeah, yeah, it was great.
It was really fun.
The angels flying, and then the like game we had to pass the controller around. Yeah, and, yeah, like, totally. Elect you. Yeah, I played the Wii one a lot. That was like, so it was like a WarioWare guy as opposed to a Mario Party guy. I'm
totally with you on
that. I partied that way.
Yeah, WarioWare like to get loose.
Yeah, WarioWare is one of the ones where you break out the alcohol coronas.
Yeah, so I'm very excited that we get WarioWare on September 10th, one day too early if you ask me. And Metroid Dread comes out October 8th.
Okay, that's not too bad.
So it's good. I mean, they're filling a lot of the gaps. We had no idea what was coming out this year for Nintendo besides like Pokemon.
Skyward Sword.
But now it's looking a bit more like, because remember everyone goes on and on about how great 2017 was, the launch year of the Switch. We got Mario Odyssey, we got Mario Plus Rabbids, we got Breath of the Wild, and we got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Yeah.
But I loved 2019, which was the year we got Fire Emblem, Luigi's Mansion. What was the game made by the Bayonetta guys?
Astral Chain.
A whole bunch of like really good, like, you know, B-tier Nintendo games came out. This feels like this year's gonna be a bit more like
2017 more personally.
Yeah, for sure. But like it's a lot of effort to make games of their main franchises.
Well, I'm learning. Yeah. Considering they haven't put a Zelda game on a console it's been intended to for.
Yeah, for sure.
For so long.
Then we got an extended look at Shin Megami Tensei 5.
Yeah, I don't care.
Danganronpa Decadence, a collection of the four.
That looks insane.
Danganronpa games.
I'll check that out.
I have two of them on Vita. You'd love it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fatal Frame, the Wii U game where
I'm
you
surprised
play.
It was a Wii U game. It's a horror game. I thought it was a Wii game.
Horror game like where you have
absolute trash.
Where you have it? Oh, really? I thought you were into it.
No, I was into it, but I mean graphically, it looked right, like trash. Sure. I was surprised it was a Wii U game. No, I love the vibe.
I only know it because she's a trophy in Smash Brothers.
Hey man, don't talk about women that way. Women are people.
Women can be trophies in any game.
Yeah.
Doom Eternal, the Ancient Gods.
Oh god, that looked insane. That and Tony Hawk looked fucked.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that was clearly announced.
Because they're both on PS4/5, and
the Switch versions do look like a pretty big.
Tony Hawk looked like
the original ones. Yeah,
like PS2. It had like just textureless like blocks and stuff. It was really like, I was so shocked at that.
I don't know what Strange Brigade is. I forgot what that is. Then we got more look at Mario Plus Rabbids, which is called Sparks of Hope. And it's in space too. That's cool.
Yeah, galaxy vibes.
Advance Wars 1 and 2 Reboot Camp. Yeah. It's a remaster of the first two Advance Wars games, which are on GBA. I really love those games.
Poly vibes.
It's not as nice looking as the sprites, but I learned today that it's being made by WayForward, who make the Shantae games.
Oh, okay.
Which is great. They're a really good dev, and that makes me happier. Then we enter... This will be our last announcement for the show, and we cut to Aonuma from the
Zelda
team.
Wearing a very nice white shirt with a Master Sword emblem.
And I was like, here we go. Here comes another apology.
Yeah, that's the face of someone who's about to say sorry. And there was an apology.
So first we get a look at Hyrule Warriors. No,
apology comes next.
Age of Calamity expansion pass wave 1.
Looking really rough.
And I was
rough.
Like, oh my God, is this going to be the last thing?
But that game looks really rough.
That game, more than any other game that's already out, would have benefited so much from a Switch.
Because there's
Pro.
So much information on screen, like the amount of polygons, the amount of characters. And I love Nintendo, whatever, but I thought I was buffed. My YouTube buffer was broken because it was like very difficult to see what was happening.
Then we got a little bit more of a look at Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, which comes out next month.
Makes a lot more sense after seeing something else. That game.
But before we get there, we get an announcement of the Game & Watch, The Legend of Zelda.
It was announced, preceded by saying, well, this marks the 35th birthday of The Legend of Zelda, which first appeared on NES 35 years ago.
And remember how we did 100 different things for Mario last year?
They said there will be no campaigns for this, which is just like...
But it's not really like... I mean, 35, whatever. Like, I understand you can make
They did one for Mario.
Yeah, but I mean, because Mario is just that much
but
bigger.
But also, 35 makes sense because we're halfway through the life cycle. Well, I thought I was anyway. Could be less or more of their most popular console.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It makes sense to be like... We have a couple of HD remasters sitting around in the form of Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, and now Skyward Sword. Why wouldn't you
I reckon they're holding onto them for when they inevitably have to delay Breath of the Wild 2
True.
To 2023.
Okay. That's a good call.
So we're getting a Game & Watch, though, with the first Zelda, the Zelda 2 Adventure of Link, and
Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening.
The second time they're releasing it in 2 years.
Yep, but that's cool. I don't know. Like, I know that you probably played 10 minutes of the Mario one. I still want this.
Yeah, I won't get it.
It's really good.
I like it, but I just, out of principle, I'm like, it's just going to sit on a shelf.
Yeah, you know,
I just don't like
that. Does it come with the thing that holds it? I saw photos of it. I guess afterwards. It does. Yeah, right. That's pretty cool.
The Mario one doesn't.
It's a much better package than the Mario one, I think. You have a game I might actually play on it.
Yeah. Link's Awakening.
And I love that weird one that just put the Link
balance
skin on.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So then we got another look at Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel
to Breath of Wild,
whatever.
They're not revealing the name because they
or
said
the
it
date
will spoil,
beyond 2022.
But they said the name will spoil gameplay that they don't want to.
So spoil. People are theorizing that
this has a lot of links to Skyward Sword, right?
And you play as Ganon. Is maybe like as in like this guy ends up becoming Ganon, maybe.
Right.
I don't know. There could be people doing wild.
Why are they speculating that? Just because
they're like, oh no,
they've taken years to make it.
I'm sure if you go on YouTube, you'll find like weird thumbnails of like parts of Link circled and then parts of like a Ganon tapestry circled.
Interesting.
But yeah, it opens with Link dropping through the sky, and then the map that we recognize from Breath of the Wild now has like sky islands above it. And it kind of, yeah, you're right. It kind of makes more sense now why they would make, fuck.
Kitty.
Kitty is sitting on my lap because she likes denim, but she's pouring me.
Hang on, I'll get her off.
But no, it's fine. That's fine. No,
she'll come here.
Oh, okay, you're putting that big, nice
Kitty,
floppy
grip. There you go. There's your blanket.
Is it Chewbacca blanket?
Oh, no, this is just her other bed.
I'm her bed now. yeah, but there's like sky islands. So yeah, I guess it makes sense now that they're putting out sky
islands.
Well,
it opens with him like doing a butt-fuckingly big jump, like Skyward Sword
that's
style.
That's what Aonuma described it as.
Yeah, that's why they're apologizing.
You'll notice that Link is just doing
a butt-fucking.
You can't
wait to get butt-fuckingly jump in Skyward Sword coming out, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and what else have we seen? Like a weird new ability where you can like turn into liquid and seep through a...
Yeah, you can go through solid objects. Yeah. It looks like it opens up like a little portal or something.
I loved... there's like the Talus, which is the stone creatures that you fight.
Monsters, yeah.
But there's a camp of
Bokoblins riding them now
on top of them.
Yeah.
So I guess you'd have to take out the Bokoblin camp before you take out the Talus.
It looks good. It seemed like not even like a trailer. I still think we're waiting for the trailer.
It just seemed
like random gameplay bits. It wasn't like
we don't know what the game's about. But I feel like
we have like a robot arm or something.
Yeah, we saw so many different like
Link's hair's longer.
Breath of the Wild.
There's rumors that maybe it's Zelda I saw because there were shots of someone with like long hair.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad to see more. And I would hate for them to rush that game. I mean, they're clearly not, but...
they're doing anything but...
I would hate for that game to feel unfinished.
5 years. That's a good gap between sequels. Five years, I think.
I know that Breath of the Wild took so long because they play tested it so much. And that's why it was such a finished... Like, it's such an incredibly open game with so many possibilities music-wise. And it's a very difficult game to break.
Do you remember that game was shown off on the Wii U?
Yeah.
And using the like, heinous gamepad as, like, your mapping device
and
stuff? Of
course, yeah. I miss that gamepad.
I don't...
But yeah, I thought overall like it was pretty good direct.
It was pretty good, all things considered.
I went in with very low expectations and got
yeah,
a Wario game, a Metroid game, and then Advance Wars.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
That's cool. It's a really fine. Really fun surprise.
It's a weird time in the world. I'm not expecting anything from anybody.
Yeah, I can't remember what other big. I mean, are you excited about Elden Ring, the From game with
George R. Yeah, I mean, like the idea of like an open world and a, I guess
and you
an
get to
air
be on a horse and you can fight on your horse. That's fun.
Yeah, that seems fine. That seems fun. I mean,
yeah, the indies like absolutely ruled E3.
Indies are really just shining now because they've been operating leanly for so long.
Yeah, totally.
That COVID ain't nothing to them. Where I think a lot of the bigger companies are probably like, freaking it a bit.
But there were more than 10 showcases that only showed indie trailers, which is why I watched so many of them, trying to find all my favorite ones for all the small games this week. And I just have like my short list of games that I am looking forward to playing is more than 50 indies. And so I had to try and whittle it down to like my 10 favorites. There's so many really cool, unique indie games this year. If anyone wants to see like a really great presentation, and I feel like, COVID kind of made people better at putting a tight presentation together. Day of the Devs, which is done by the guys who Double Fine, like Tim Schafer, like that one was really, really good. And heaps of good great games announced.
What's Day of the Devs?
It's just like it was just on the first day of E3. It's like a
just indie,
90 minute
some indie devs.
Yeah, you meet the devs for like a minute, then they show off the game for three. Okay. And then they just cycled through like 20 different games and using that format. It was really nice.
Yeah, vibey.
And there was one called like the Wholesome Direct, which was just like a bunch of like, you know, really calm, chill games. It's like a really chill video just to watch. There was some
ASMR,
good ones.
Baby.
Yeah. But yeah, it was pretty, there was some good presentations. I didn't really regret any of my time like I do sometimes watching E3 presentations.
That's good. Well, you watched over 200 trailers.
So. Yeah. So there is some regret there. yeah, man, looking forward to so many games now. And fucking the best thing about that Xbox One was knowing, I think they showed off like 30 something games and all but three of them are going to be on Game Pass.
It's a blessing that they have Game Pass for,
it's crazy,
these times.
Did you see any of the game 12 Minutes, the one that Daisy Ridley and Willem Dafoe could do their voices on?
No.
Man, you should watch that trailer later.
What's that on Xbox?
Yeah, it's an Annapurna game that's coming to Game Pass. But it's like one where you have, it's like a 12 minute loop and you have to like save your wife.
That's sick.
And Daisy Ridley plays your wife.
I can see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks dope.
It's, man.
I would get an Xbox if Kojima exclusively went to it.
Okay, that's never going to happen. So I guess you're never
going to. There's been rumors.
Really?
Mm.
But he just did. Yeah, okay. All right. We'll see.
Anything can happen.
You can now play every single Yakuza game on Game Pass.
I'd get an X though, just because I want that 4K.
It's just so ghastly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the generation of...
But the insane. Xbox Series S is just so clean. It's like the nicest console.
It's not 4K.
I can live with that. I mean, when I'm mostly playing indies, I don't really give a shit.
True. I'm you know me, though. I'm the AAA man.
You are. Everyone calls you that.
Yeah.
In the streets.
I'm Mr. AAA and I need that 4K.
Yep.
But the chances of getting one are...
AAA games in the streets, AAA batteries in the sheets.
That's because I have vibrators.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, perfect episode of Hey Fam. Are you ready for a perfect episode of Hey Fam?
Out of curiosity.
We're at like almost 1 hour 10.
Oh, that's cool.
Come and join us for more talk about Fast and Furious number 9. We'll warn you for spoilers, but it's time for a deep dive.
Yeah, we know that some places aren't getting this for a while, but...
I want to get into it,
as far as Vin,
man,
Diesel's concerned.
Fuck me, Dad. I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah, as far as
I'm
Vin Diesel's concerned, the movies are back and there's no way we're not talking about it.
We can tell you all about the introduction video from John Cena we got.
Yep, but he was definitely reading off something because his pupils were going back and forth, like Inspector Gadget reading a secret mission.
So come and join us for a massive deep dive into Fast and the Furious 9, the first of many we'll do this year, I'm sure, over at Patreon.
The Fast Saga.
Patreon.com/HeyFam is where you head to. $5 a month gets you an extra episode of Hey Fam, a full hour's length of Hey Fam every single fucking week.
Quarter of a mile.
So come join us over there. You can also join the Hey Fam Discord. There is a Fast and Furious 9.
We give an inch, spoiler chat. You take a quarter mile, don't they?
That's right. There's a Fast 9 spoiler chat channel which you can go in there. And
I think only you and I are the only people who are allowed to use it right now.
Yeah, because I think everyone's going to start seeing it from tonight. So looking forward to everyone. I hope everyone loves it as much as we did, because motherfucker, I loved it so much.
It was so good. It's just, it's so stupid.
It's fucking great. All right, let's go talk about Fast 9. See you over at patreon.com/HeyFam. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy your morning. Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.